Hello.
Oh, hi, Herman. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. On the roof. What's up?
Oh, hi.
I need to talk to y'all anyway, so.
Yeah, that's why I was following up. I saw that you had called in, but we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there was something going on with the card we have on file.
Yeah, y'all, I'm waiting on the card to come in. I guess I got hacked or something, had some fraudulent activity.
Oh, I see.
So I was supposed to have it, what is it, Wednesday of this week. I've been waiting almost 2 weeks. So
wow.
They say that. Yeah.
Okay.
FedEx says it'll be here Wednesday sometime.
Okay,
but
no problem.
What I need from y'all, I mean, y'all can charge the payment then. But what I need, though, is on my website page.
Yes.
I need y'all to take anything about roofing off of it, where it says I'm a roofing specialist and all that. Because
okay.
Evidently, my workers' comp company, when I tried to add that to my workers' comp, they don't cover roofing companies because they say it's a lot of liability.
I see. Okay.
So today is actually my cancellation or my last day, so I got to get it down. I tried to reach out a couple of weeks ago, but it kept wanting to set up an appointment, so I just kept calling. And then I noticed one day last week I was putting some plywood up on some framing I was doing, and when I got ready to go home that day, I said, well, dang, I missed that phone call I needed to catch.
Oh, no.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and I've been trying to call back. So if you don't mind, if y'all can take the roofing part off of my, I guess, my webpage y'all created.
So I can send the revision over, but the technicians don't do any type of programming or revisions while the account's in a past due status. But if you could use a different credit card and get the payment up to speed, then we could get that.
I mean, I can't. I only use the one bank. So.
Okay. Another option would be, I don't know, you know, if funds are tight at all, but your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. What you could do is remove those temporarily, and that would lower the past due amount to just $149. That way, at least the payment gets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now, it's only like my past due is like $240 something.
Yeah,
so I'm
it's
okay
just
with $249. That ain't a problem. I got over $15,000 in the bank. Money wasn't the issue.
Oh, it was just
a card right now.
Okay.
That's my only issue. I ain't struggling.
So, but you said your insurance policy is canceling today. Would it be a problem if they make that revision on Wednesday? Because I don't want it to wait till Wednesday if it's going to be an issue, you know?
No, they're not going to wait. I've already been trying to get an extension. They will not give me one.
Okay. So I'll send the request over to them and just see if, you know, as a special request.
Yeah, the only thing I need to see, what got me was it don't say it on my main page. But then when you go read about the company or something and you click on that, then it goes into being a roofing contractor and all that. And really I just do remodeling, windows, doors, siding, and small framing additions. So
yeah, I can see how like roofing would be a bigger insurance policy too, because you know that's dangerous. So I can understand that. Let me look here.
Yeah, you're more at risk for your employees because they're up on the roof, more at risk to fall and stuff like that. So
okay, you got it. So I'll have them manually take care of that today, and then I'll follow up with you on Wednesday for the payment. Okay.
Okay, and if I come up with a way before then, I will sure reach out to you.
Okay,
and you said your name was what again?
My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need me and you call
Tina.
In and put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, all right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Miss Tina. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.